In our current marketplace of entertainment, there isn't all that much room to explore the very short or the very long in art. We tend toward the in-between.
The first time that I noticed interest in art stretched in time was around 58, 59.
Jonas Mekas, filmmaker, writer, and head of Anthology Film Archives, was on the scene in the 50s when new cinema was playing with these things, especially longer forms.
Myself, I'm connecting it with interest in conceptual art. Like, okay, now watch the cloud, let's say, until it begins to rain. So you never know, you can go and go. One single note stretched into 6 hours and more. In a short form, short film, you want to reach the end and find out what happened there. In the long form, the what happens at the end becomes totally unimportant because it's so far away, so that it's the journey itself. So events are very minor, small, minimal. Dust on the film becomes also very important.
Dust on the film was probably present in Andy Warhol's very long movie entitled Empire. Even though it only gets a 3.8 rating on IMDb, in other circles, it's considered a landmark work of art. It's a single view of the Empire State Building, directed by Warhol and photographed by Mekas over many hours one night in the summer of 1964.
See, Andy is interested in, was interested in certain essential public images that everybody sees every day, practically. So when myself and one of his assistants were walking and we noticed, sort of looking at Empire State Building, we joked among ourselves, oh, this would be a perfect image for Andy. So we told this to Andy and he said, yes, yes, so why not? And so I got a camera and a film, and one evening from the Time magazine building, like 44th floor, somewhere there, we set the cameras early in the evening. And I said, Andy, take a look. What do you think? He says, okay, go ahead. And that's it. And we, you know, all night we were eating our sandwiches there and drinking beer. The joke was, we had at least 3 minute discussion, should we film it sound or silent? We decided to do it silent.
Mekas says they figured they had to shoot for many hours in order to catch the building across a full spectrum of light, through the night into the next day. In the end, they used around 6.5 hours of the footage and projected it at 16 frames a second instead of the usual 24, so it took 8 hours on screen. It was a film completely defined by its length.
We are talking also about the years, 1960, 63, 64, when the idea of a long film was not in the air at all. But very soon after that, we began, even in Hollywood, and they went into 4 hours sometime. Nobody makes a big fuss about it. Somehow, everything has changed.
10 years ago, Empire was added to the National Film Registry in the Library of Congress. It joined hundreds of films of recognized cultural, historical, and aesthetic significance. So the long and the short of it is that art on the extremes of length or brevity or size can provide us with a much-needed alternative to the middle. Jonas Mekas takes it even further than that. Mekas once famously wrote that if everyone could sit through the 8 hours of the film Empire, there would be no more wars.
I guess I wrote that in The Village Voice. If you can relax that much and accept unpredictable and unknown on that kind of zen practically level, then of course you are not going to be violent. So there is something to that. Such a leap is possible.
So life is short.
Nothing is impossible anymore.
Enjoy art that is long when it presents itself. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishko.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.